My name is Alana, and you are listening to Give a Damn, a podcast that intentionally and mindfully explores life's common challenges in order to break down the barriers between us and become the best version of yourself. Welcome back, friends. This has been a very interesting week, and I just want today's episode to come from the heart. I want to be vulnerable with you all. I want you to be vulnerable with me. I think that it would be silly to go about covering the topics that I had planned out covering, because I think that we all could use some support right now. The whole point of Give a Damn is to break down the barriers between us so we can become the best versions of ourselves. And one way of doing that is just being honest about where we're at and how we're feeling. The one thing that I know about this time is that everybody is having a unique experience right now. It would be hard to say that we're all experiencing the same thing because we're not. Some people have lost their jobs. Some people's jobs are very, very busy. Some people are at home with kids, taking care of their kids right now. Some people are alone and feeling very lonely in this time, alone in their homes. And some people are sick. So I just thought that, you know, it would be good to talk about what's going on, and but also talk about ways that we can be productive. I know I talked about like journaling and checking in and getting good rest, but like so much has changed in a week. And I still maintain those things, but I just think a lot has shifted for us. Every day something has shifted. We are living in a time of absolute uncertainty, which no one has ever been through before. Brené Brown released her podcast this week, and she calls it this time an FFT, which is a fucking first time. And it's one thing to go through your own FFT, but to go everyone be going through an FFT at the same time, I think that the lesson here is to support each other because we all are feeling it, to be compassionate towards other people because you don't know what they're going through right now. Everybody's going to have a good day and a bad day. I have been pretty optimistic, and for me personally, work has been really busy because I work for a nonprofit in fundraising, and so we are really, we are trying to desperately raise funds for our organization and not lose too much money so we can hit our operating budget. So I have definitely stayed very busy and under a good amount of stress. But I thought I was holding it together pretty well. I've put myself out there teaching yoga every day online on Instagram Live and seeing everybody else on Instagram Live doing meditations and yoga and workouts for free. I mean, I've been in a super positive headspace. But yesterday I had a bad day. And I just felt the weight of everything that is going on right now. It really hit me. I got really sad. And knowing that I couldn't control this and just the fear of like, what is this gonna feel like in 2 weeks? Like really freaked me out. And I just totally got in my own way. I started coming to the realization that I hadn't created enough space for myself in all this. Like, I've been so worried about making sure everybody else is okay. I hadn't really made sure that I was okay. I had been doing my journaling like I had said to do and checking in and free writing, but I hadn't been meditating. I hadn't really been doing my own yoga practices. And so we'll come back to that, but everything kind of hit me, and I had a super ugly moment. I took my dog to the dog park, and she was like running around, and there was this little kid with his mom, and they had this cute little dog. And if you don't know, I have a 70-pound golden retriever yellow lab mix. Her name is Rivy, and she's the love of my life. But she is a bad girl sometimes, and she's only just about a year old, so she's just got crazy puppy energy. And we've been going on lots of walks and hikes, and it's been great. But just yesterday, I was like in one of those spaces where I just felt like she needed to know that I needed space. She needed to cut me some slack because I didn't want to take care of her yesterday, which doesn't really work. Anyway, this little boy had this small ball and he was throwing it around, and Rivy kept taking it. And I'd have to pull it out of her mouth and I'd have to give it back to the boy, which I was like stressing out about getting too close to this little boy. And at one point she just started following him around and she tried to jump on him. And I lost my shit. I started screaming at her. I was like that person at the dog park who's like screaming at the top of their lungs and like on the verge of beating their dog. And everyone's like, what the fuck is wrong with this person? Like, that was me. And I complain about those people all the time. And my boyfriend was there, and I blacked out because I didn't see him, but I imagine him like slowly backing up towards the exit because he was so mortified. I was screaming. I smacked her in the mouth. I mean, I could have strangled her in that moment. And we left, and obviously, because I was mortified. And the woman even came up to me and was like, it's totally okay. My son is okay. Like, your dog is fine. You guys can stay. And of course, I'm like, no, we can't stay. And we left, and I just started bawling. And I just realized that, like, it wasn't about my dog. It wasn't about taking care of her. It wasn't about any of that. It was about the fact that, like, I wasn't listening to the space that I needed. And instead, I kept putting other things first, other people first. And I had no business taking my dog to that dog park. And I should have just chilled and she would have been fine. So yesterday may have been ugly for me. But you know what? We're all going to have our bad days. And so if you see a crazy woman at the dog park screaming at her dog, show her some grace, because I think that we're all going to have our moments where this hits us really hard. We're all going through this for the first time. This is everyone's FFT, fucking first time. So let's be kind to each other. So I think that my biggest lesson from this week for everyone is try not to fill up all your time. So I think that in this first week, we've all just been adjusting to this new normal. And part of doing that is like seeing how many busy things that you can fit into your day, if you're anything like me, and being super productive so you don't feel caged up, so you don't feel like you're in isolation. I've noticed that while I want to connect with my people and love on them, there has been an exponential amount of phone calls and FaceTimes and even video conference meetings at work because we are so desperately seeking connection. And I think that that is important. But what I also am realizing is that the point of all of this, the lesson in all of this, is that we are supposed to be doing things differently. We are supposed to be creating space for ourselves right now in a new way. Learning about ourselves, being alone, talking to yourself, journaling, coming to terms with who you are and what your purpose is. And you can only do that in isolation with a lot of space and time to yourself. I was talking to my friend Morgan this week, who I was planning on interviewing for this podcast, but I guess that's on hold for now. But and he was saying that this is the time that we really get to realize our purpose, because we have this space to just do nothing. And in that space is the only time that you really come to some real realizations about yourself, about what you want and who you are and what you want to be, how you actually want to be spending your time, not how you normally have spent your time when you're under the influence of your friends or your coworkers or your spouse. I want to be clear that I know that my friends and anyone out there listening at home who have kids and husbands, that this looks a little bit different. But I still think that you can create some space for yourself, or just not filling your time with just your kids and your phone calls. Like, can you create a little bit of mommy space or daddy space in your days and switch off responsibilities between you and your partner taking care of your kids, or when they go down for naps, instead of running to the phone for social connection, which I know we want to do, can you instead take some quiet time for yourself? Today is the first day that I actually followed a guided meditation on Instagram. I kept telling everyone how wonderful that was and how important that was, but I hadn't even done it for myself until today. I finally carved that space out, and it's because we put these burdens on ourselves right now to keep it going. So the point is that it's okay to embrace this slowdown. And it's good to connect and it's good to have the video calls, but maybe I think we're overdoing it a little bit right now because we're kind of freaking out. And so I'm hopeful that going into this week, we are better settled into a routine and creating a schedule for ourselves. So on the other spectrum of that, if you're a person who has just kind of done nothing and you're watching TV shows and kind of laying around, I don't think that that is good either. I really urge you to create a schedule for yourself, and nothing too packed for everyone. Nothing too packed right now. That we will miss the point. We will miss the opportunity to learn from this if we pack our schedules. And again, being vulnerable, I'm telling this to myself. This is a realization that I've had to come to for myself this week. And so I'm learning this as well, along with everybody else. So some of the things, though, that I do think that I do well at is staying healthy during this time and creating perspective. So again, I work for a nonprofit. It's called the Covenant House, if you don't know, and it's a homeless shelter for youth. And this week has been extra heavy because I am a deep, deep empath. And I think part of the reason that space hasn't been created is because I am so worried about these young people. I'm actually about to cry. I am so worried about them. I'm so worried about having enough services for them. And I'm worried about the kids who are on the street who aren't getting the same street outreach services that they normally get. And so I always am very lucky that I have perspective. And so one thing right now is create a little bit of perspective, like care for yourself and be kind to yourself, but also it's easy to feel bad for yourself and not think about the people who are losing their jobs or living on the streets right now. So one thing is that if there's an organization that you have been wanting to give to, I really recommend now is the time to be doing that. Nonprofits need your help now more than ever. So whether it's donating money or dropping off food or dropping off clothing, they won't let you in the doors, but I highly recommend taking some time this week if that's something that you've been wanting to do. It will really help you create a little bit of perspective. If you want to do anything with the Covenant House, no pressure, but you can always reach out to me. But even that, I'm trying to tell people from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, because working from home means that we also have been not abiding by those rules. We've, you know, been working at night and working on the weekends, and just because we're home does not mean we're accessible. So create that space. Number two, for the healthy things to do right now is to meditate. So again, I just did that today for the first time, but I meditated with Jay Shetty on Instagram Live. He goes on live every day at 9:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and it was so beautiful to do. I know that Mindful is doing meditations. That's MNDFL, I believe. I got connected to them in New York. And then one of my dear friends, Alex, she's this incredible yogi. I think her Instagram handle is YogiZG. She's been doing meditations as well. So those are some of the people that I recommend for meditation. You also can do yoga. So I feel like I'm like plugging myself today, but every day I'm doing yoga Monday to Friday, I decided, at 1:30, unless I really need space for myself. I plan to be dedicated to that. It's been nice to get my own self-practice in as well. So I'm doing that on Instagram Live. I know that my sweet friend Ari has been doing yoga every day as well. Her Instagram handle is Ari's, that's A-R-E-E-S, Ari's Army, A-R-M-Y. So Ari's Army's been doing yoga every day. And then one of my fellow sweat yoga teachers has been doing it as well. Her Instagram handle is Hesper, H-E-S-P-E-R, yoga. So Hesper Yoga. And I think a bunch of my sweat people I know are doing it. I know Ari's doing it. So if you need any more recommendations, let me know. Message me. And then working out as well. So first and foremost, we all know this, but like go outside. We are safe to be outside. So take a nice long walk, take a run, be considerate of the people around you, cross the street, take your social distancing space, take a hike. I've noticed in LA, if you're an LA resident, Runyon is really quiet in the morning, and then it's gotten really busy in the afternoon. So I recommend going early or maybe late, but afternoon time is like scary zone. So I literally turned around and walked away yesterday, but go outside, be active. Barry's Boot Camp is doing lives. My friend Keone Hadoba is on every day doing lives. That's K-E-O-N-I-H-U-D-O-B-A. A ton of other people as well. I know my gym's been putting out videos. I go to the Phoenix Effect, and those are on Zoom, and I don't think they're on live, but they're definitely on Zoom. So, but my old yoga studio, Urban 728's been going live. So there's so many options right now. There's literally no excuse to move your body every day because people are putting content out for free. So what's also really cool is that like if you have a really busy schedule or you have a wonky schedule, I know like I'm a 7:15 a.m.er normally, but like we don't have to do that. Even with work, like I've noticed that I'm taking breaks in the afternoon to teach, but you could take a break anytime in your day when it works for you to do one of these workouts because the lives stay up on Instagram for 24 hours. So that's really awesome. So you really can catch anything, anytime. It's just a matter of knowing who to follow and who you resonate with. Again, if you have any questions about any of those people, I have lots of people who are working out and doing yoga and meditating right now. The other thing is listen to a podcast. There's so many good podcasts. I just mentioned Brené Brown released her podcast this week, and it was just so beautiful and relatable. My friend Lila texted me about it and was like, a gift from God that it came out this week. And what was so beautiful, she was so vulnerable. And if you know Brené Brown, that's her whole thing, is leaning into vulnerability. But she had paid all this money and put together this crazy podcast space, and she had all the microphones, and she had interviewed all these famous people. When coronavirus hit and everyone got ordered to shelter in place, she said that she felt it was really important to just get something out one-to-one with her community. So I was dying because she was like, you know, I'm like in my son's closet on a pile of clothes recording to you. And I just had this moment where I was like, I do that too. I go in my closet. There's clothes all around me. Like y'all should see me right now. My ironing board's to my left and my dresses are hanging to my right. And I put a towel up. Like that's what I got to do. And then I realized that Brené Brown's closet is probably 14 times the size of my closet. But still, I was like, okay, soul sister, like, I get you. I'm with you right now. Like, thank you for that. Thank you for being real. So check hers out. Jay Shetty has great podcasts. Oprah is always a hit. And keep tuning into my Give a Damns. If you want any other recommendations, I have so many podcast recommendations. And then lastly, clean. Just stay clean. Your house will never be cleaner than it is right now. Journal. Work on those passion projects. All we're doing is cooking right now, so be healthy. I'm telling you, the grocery stores have an abundance of fresh fruit and vegetables at the moment, so swoop them up. I have bags and bags of broccoli and green beans and spinach. You can freeze that stuff too, so just like we have that space, so cook and make yourself some healthy meals right now and drink lots of water and tea. But look, if you need a fucking drink, have a fucking drink, because I think the point of this time is like to be intentional and be healthy, but also be kind to yourself and give yourself some space and freedom to just like lean in. This is new for everybody. Nobody knows what they're doing better than anyone else unless you work for the CDC. So I want to remind you all to show yourself some grace. I'm reminding myself, give yourself space. You know, don't put so much pressure on yourself to get it all done just because you're at home and you feel like you maybe need to be extra productive. Or if you're laying around and not doing anything, like, get on up, my friends. You know, this is the time to just stay healthy. Just stay healthy within your mind and your body, and just show yourself so much love. That's all I have for you guys today. This one went a little bit longer. I just really wanted to connect with everyone on a super real level. If you could do me a favor, message me about what you give a damn about right now. And I'm going to put that in the title too when I post this on social media. But tell me what you give a damn about right now the most. Please share this with people, with anyone who you think needs to hear it. And subscribe if you haven't subscribed yet. And follow and leave me comments and just follow my Instagram page, whatever. It doesn't even fucking matter. But I just want you guys to engage. I want you to stay with me. I'm here for you, and I'm dedicated to producing helpful, meaningful content every week. So tell me how you feel about it, and keep sharing, keep listening. I just want you all to know that I am sending out so much love to each and every one of you. I am sending you my yoga blessings to think loving thoughts, speak loving words, and have a heart filled with love right now. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you for listening. As always, give a damn about your community, give a damn about your neighbor, but most importantly, give a damn about your damn self. Have a wonderful day, my friends. I'll see you next time.